Beyonce and Bruno Mars in their SmackDown halftime show yesterday, facing off like rival gangs with footwork as weapons. They wiped Chris Martin of Coldplay off the stage like that character Anybody's in West Side Story when the Sharks and the Jets go at it. Anyway, both Bruno and Beyonce dressed in black, had posses of dancers, but hers wore berets and gave a Black Panther salute, and she sang her latest single, Formation, which was released on Saturday and has become the post-Super Bowl conversation. Sorry, Peyton Manning. So, was it all too political for the Super Bowl? Danielle Belton, associate editor for The Root, joins us from the NPR studios in D.C. Hi, Danielle.
Hello.
And first, describe the video for the song Formation for us, because that's at the heart of the controversy.
Well, basically, it's this Southern Gothic epic where you have her celebrating parts of Louisiana and Creole culture. You have her celebrating bounce music. But what's also featured in the video is a line of police officers standing in front of a young Black boy wearing a hoodie who's dancing. And the police officers put their hands up when the boy puts his hands up. And there's a spray-painted graffiti sign saying, "Stop killing us," towards the end of the video.
Okay, so there you have it, which is why many in law enforcement are upset today. Well, Alex Abad-Santos of Vox wrote that the lyrics to the song, those are the pictures, but the lyrics are riskier, filthier, angrier, and pulpier than any Beyonce has sung before. We'll listen to a little bit that we can play from last night's show. So, Danielle Belton, you sort of address the people who are upset about all of this. You wrote an editorial over the weekend, Beyonce drops Formation for the people, the Black people. But what are you saying?
Basically, I'm saying in this video and in this particular song, Beyonce is really embracing an unapologetic Blackness that's kind of undeniable. The video is such a celebration of Black culture, of her Creole culture, of bounce music, of Black womanhood, and I just love it. I think people sometimes forget that just because you're for something, and in this case it's her embrace of Blackness that she's for, doesn't mean that you're against something. Beyonce's saying, I love this, and I stand for this, and I believe in this in the video.
And well, and for some people who thought she was just being a little too cutesy for years with things like Put a Ring on It, you know, are embracing this, that she's embracing her Blackness, but as you know, there's the video, and that one phrase, you know, stop killing us. The National Sheriff's Association met over the weekend in Washington. They reportedly turned their backs to the television when Beyonce performed Formation. There are anti-Beyonce memes on social media, tweets like she's a disgrace, a racist, someone calling her hypocritical for not trusting the police but demanding they escort her to the Super Bowl. Former Mayor Rudy Giuliani weighed in, you know, saying the same thing. She's attacking officers, the people who protect her. So it was just that piece of it. Your thoughts?
You know, I don't think the video was as hard on the police as some kind of took it. I think there's this real substantive issue around the Black community and the police where unarmed Black people are shot disproportionately in this country. And you just can't ignore that issue. And I don't understand the notion that the police are above this sort of criticism. They're part of society. They enforce the law. They're paid by tax dollars. They're human and they're flawed. They're not beyond reproach. Just like they can criticize Beyonce's art and turn their back on it and do all these sorts of things, she has just as much right to create art that's critical of policing in our society.
Yeah, they have every right to turn their back, as she does to make the video you're saying. Just quickly, is there something else going on here? Take the debate over the police out. She got raves for the performance. Is there something worth examining about how white fans, for instance, and the Super Bowl is packed with them, might swoon over the image of this tough Black woman with attitude and the young Black men with her dressed all in Black when they're on the field and, you know, entertaining them, but maybe not so much when they pass them on the street?
You know, I think there's always been this issue in our country where people love Black art. They love Black music. They love Black fashion. But they don't always love Black people. And so it's one thing to sit there and just enjoy this artistic performance and consume it. And it's another thing to actually understand politically, socially, economically, what's going on with African Americans in our society. And I think that's difficult for some people who are outside of that community to grasp at times.
Well, and just what else do you think is happening here? This, she's also being criticized for doing this as a marketing ploy because her tour is starting. And I say, and your problem is what?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she's brilliant at marketing. I mean, if anything, people should just be saluting this. How many artists can drop a video unannounced, you know, put out a song and then perform it at the Super Bowl? You know, Coldplay had to play like their hits. She came out, I'm going to play what I just put out 5 minutes ago.
Right. And then she goes home and takes care of her baby.
Exactly.
Danielle Belton, associate editor for The Root, creator of The Black Snob, her article, Beyonce Drops Formation for the People, The Black People, will be at herenow.org. And Conversation, welcome there as well. Danielle, thank you.
Thank you.